Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
And parliamentary elections. Hello, good morning, and welcome to Joy News at 6. Coming up, countdown to shutdown. It's 8 days to nationwide strike declared by organized labor as the Trades Union Congress begins whipping public support against government inaction to end galamsey.
Until our demands are met and until galamsey is stopped, we lay down our tools.
We hear from the labor unions plus assurance from Dr. Bawumia's camp of his readiness to sign a pact to commit to the fight.
Illegal mining canker, this criminality. And so he is ready and willing to sign whatever pact.
Also in this bulletin, opposition NDC escalates its demands on the Electoral Commission as it calls for an examination of the EC's entire IT system, saying it feels vindicated by the EC's admission of error.
We will pursue an agenda of investigation to find out the root cause of all that problems, which the IT director admitted.
In business,
government rolls out interest-free loans and other interventions for farmers as it moves to compensate persons affected by recent dry spell. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later, the 2024 National Science and Maths Quiz is on course to make history with the highest number of schools ever participating in this year's national championship.
We have some new schools that have qualified this year. We have 8 private schools also participating. So this year, we have the largest number that we've ever had at the national championship.
have more details as the contest heads to Ghana's academic hub, the Central Region, for the very first time. Thanks for staying with us. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. I am Hannah Odami with the details. Now the shutdown is on for, the countdown is on for a total shutdown of labor force as the Trades Union Congress embarks on an indefinite nationwide strike in the next 8 days. The decision was reached at a meeting by labor on Tuesday following the expiration of a one-month ultimatum to government to declare a state of emergency on Galamsey. Speaking to Evans Mensa on Top Story last night, the Deputy Secretary General of the TUC, Dr. Kwabena Nyako-Otu, says they will proceed on strike next week, Thursday.
The nature of this issue is that it's also an issue for every Ghanaian. So as we undertake this industrial action, we are also appealing all well-meaning Ghanaians to support organized labor, to bring pressure to bear on duty bearers, to be able to do what they have to do to arrest this phenomenon once and for all. Until our demands are met and until Galamsey is stopped, we lay down our tools.
Now, UTAG National President Professor Mahmood Akuduku assures his members will definitely heed to the call.
Sometimes you have to treat a sore, you have to cause some pain, otherwise it won't be treated. So we are fully aware of the intended consequences that this action may cause us, but we also know the long-term consequences that the ongoing mining activities can cause. Oh. We are better off taking the pain now on behalf of generations yet unborn, and that we believe far outweighs whatever the unintended consequences will be when we take this action from the camp.
Let's now hear from convener of the Media Coalition Against Galamsey, Dr. Kenneth Ashibe, who is calling on the private sector to also join the strike on October 10th.
This is a good call. So various businesses would have to also engage their ranks and files to be able to take that decision to definitely join this particular action that is being taken. This is a desperate people who have to save themselves from being poisoned, from being killed. So definitely all businesses, including the chamber I work for and all of that, will have to consider this particular action and also, you know, subscribe to this.
Meanwhile, spokesperson for Dr. Bawumia's campaign, Dennis Miracles Obuadji, has given assurance that the MPP flag bearer is ready to sign any pact to commit to the fight against Galamsey when voted into power.
He's itemized specifically systems, processes, and structures he believes could be another way of we as a country pursuing in ending this illegal mining canker, this criminality. And so he is ready and willing to sign whatever pact because he's already shown that that's commitment in everything he's been doing.
You heard their spokesperson for Dr. Bawumia's campaign, Dennis Miracles Obuadji. Now, after weeks of industrial action, the 6 striking teacher unions remain on strike as they could not reach a consensus with the Ministry of Education during an emergency meeting yesterday. The meeting, including representatives from the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, the Ghana Tertiary Education Commission, Vice Chancellor's Ghana, the Vice Chancellor's Tertiary Union, and the Ministry of Finance. Public Relations Officer for the Education Ministry, Christy Kwarting, explains some outstanding issues are yet to be resolved.
What I can say is that we are very closer to building a consensus, and the meeting is scheduled to continue. I am very hopeful that we should be able to arrive at a decision. But what I can tell you is that we are closer to building a very positive. We could have been finished, but of course there are some few outstanding issues that we feel that it's better we defer.
Meanwhile, Chairman of the Senior Staff Association of the Universities of Ghana, UCC Chapter, Sandy Kumi Sinetra, says they want solutions and not promises.
As we self-noted from the onset, all that we want is resolution and not promises, big promises that are not being backed by actions. Okay. We have met the minister and we have discussed the issues dispassionately. However, it has ended inconclusive and hopefully tomorrow afternoon, meet again. Okay. As it stands now, our strike remains on course.
We move to our election headquarters, and the National Democratic Congress has taken its demands of the Electoral Commission a notch higher. The party is now demanding an examination of the EC's entire IT system. The NDC believes this will eliminate any discrepancies, suspected data manipulation, as well as infliction infiltration from officials and non-officials of the commission who have access to login credentials. This was contained in a statement that the party released hours after the IPAC meeting yesterday. And my colleague, Winston Amwa, joins me in the studio with more from that release. What else is contained in the statement?
So this statement was issued after a functional executive committee meeting of the NDC, and it says that it accepts the EC's promise to release to political parties the corrected or updated version of the 2024 provisional voters register for scrutiny within 1 week. And the functional executive committee further welcomes the decision by the Electoral Commission to re-exhibit the updated provisional voters register. They, however, recommend that the re-exhibition exercise should be conducted online and offline at the exhibition centers. Additionally, the NDC demands a multi-stakeholder and inter-party examination of the IT system of the Electoral Commission with the aim of addressing the vulnerabilities that the EC itself has admitted to, which vulnerabilities led to several of the anomalies they have raised.
Thank you very much, Winston Amwade. Now, speaking on Newsnight on Tuesday, the Deputy IT Director of the NDC, Dr. Rashid Tanko Computer, said they want the right thing to be done. That's why they are calling for the examination of the IT systems.
The issue is that we want the right thing to be done, and that we are saying that all that they have done, until we get hold of their supposed new revised provisional register, for us to restudy it and be sure that whatever they are saying in there, that's one leg of it. The second leg is the IT system, of which we will pursue an agenda of investigation to find out the root cause of all that problem, which the IT director admitted.
That's it for our election headquarters. Now, a new training initiative is equipping conservation of practitioners and managers with innovative approaches to preserve and rejuvenate Ghana's endangered tree species as well as their natural habitats. Over 10% of the country's indigenous tree species are at risk, making the development of effective conservation and restoration tactics in their native environment a pressing necessity. In our climate focus series today, Mahmoud Nuruddin explores the critical need for novel methods to restore and protect Ghana's forest reserves.
One-fifth of the Earth's land surface is degraded, affecting the well-being of over 3 billion people. There is a crucial need to restore 1.5 billion hectares of land by 2030. Etuahene Yaku from the Resource Management Support Center of the Forestry Commission reflects on the past 20 years.
I mean, the forest was in a far better state as we are seeing today. We are supposed as Forestry Commission to be improving on what is there, but there seems to be too much onslaught on the forest now from all angles. We also have people attacking the forest in terms of harvesting and illegal mining.
And before we go, a record-breaking 157 schools are ready for the academic supremacy as the 2024 National Science and Maths Quiz heads to the Central Region, Ghana's Citadel of Education, for the first time in its 31-year history. During the launch of this year's edition, Managing Director of Primetime Limited, Nana Ikwea Mensabuns, revealed the competition will see its largest participation ever. And my colleague Jacqueline will bring you more details in subsequent bulletins, but you can also log on to myjoonline.com. There's more news there. Thank you so much for staying with us. I am Hannah Odami.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.